At 12 o'clock, this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Akanksha Tangri. It's 7 degrees and mostly cloudy outside our East York studios. In news today, they lived happily ever after. Prince William and Kate Middleton got married in front of 1,900 distinguished guests in Westminster Abbey today. The couple is now known as the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. They broke with royal tradition and shared a kiss on the balcony, not once, but twice. Kate, or Princess William of Wales, as she is now known, wore an ivory and satin Alexander McQueen dress designed by Sarah Burton. An estimated 2 billion people tuned in to watch the wedding. Turning to local news, high winds of up to 120 kilometers left one man dead and 300 homes without power. According to CBC, waves 3 meters high were reported on the lakeshore. A wind warning was also issued by Environment Canada yesterday, but it was later lifted. In the GTA, many schools faced power outages, and more than 15 areas are still without power. In politics, the NDP is fast gaining momentum across Canada. A new poll has the NDP just 3 points behind Stephen Harper and his Conservatives. The numbers show the Conservatives are at 34% and the NDP is at 31%. The Liberals are lagging behind with 22%. Scarborough resident Vicky Bismilla is going to be inducted into the Scarborough Walk of Fame. She has spent 18 years within the Scarborough Board of Education. Since 2005, she has joined Centennial College as Vice President Academic and Chief Learning Officer. She's an advocate of 20 equity programs within the community and currently a board member of the Scarborough Hospital. She explains her reaction to the award.
I've lived and worked in Scarborough for 40 years, and I've always worked with students as a teacher and as a principal, a school superintendent, and now as the vice president of Centennial. And so in that regard, I guess, you know, that the college felt that there needed to be some recognition.
Turning to sports, the Canucks beat Nashville Predators 1-0 in second round series opener. Chris Hill in the second period, Roberto Luongo had his second shutout and his third career 20 saves. Game 2 is on Saturday. In baseball, the Jays won against the Texas Rangers, leading them to a 3-1 series victory. They beat the defending American League champions 5-2 in Arlington. The winning run was a bunt by Corey Patterson in the ninth inning. And a 20-year-old Torontonian has captured gold at the World Figure Skating Championships. Patrick Chan won his first world title and broke 3 world records in Moscow on Thursday. Chan had come in 5th place in the Vancouver Olympics. He said he isn't sure if he's going to participate in the 2014 Sochi Olympics. In entertainment, showbiz royalty descended on the royal wedding. David and a heavily pregnant Victoria Beckham flew in from America just for the occasion. Sir Elton John also attended with his partner David Furnish. British legend Rowan Atkinson, better known as Mr. Bean, was also present with director Guy Ritchie. Celebrity journalist Ben Fogley, who's a friend of Prince William and Kate, also attended. Fogley turned down an offer by a news channel to report on the wedding once he realized he was invited. And do people buy records anymore? Our reporter Jessica Lee has the latest scoop on world records.
Please don't stop the music. The sale of CDs and vinyl may be going downhill, but that doesn't mean record stores aren't going to keep trying. Last Saturday, Record Store Day was celebrated worldwide in local, independently owned record stores. I spoke with Jeff Barber, owner of Sonic Boom, for the details.
The guys that initially organized it, it was a chance for them to hopefully make the public aware that the independent record store is still quite a thriving success.
Music fans appreciate Record Store Day because of the special limited edition merchandise that is released by bands on this day. With all the fanfare, Record Store Day is really a party for record stores and music fans.
We have pizza downstairs, which I gotta go get some more in a minute. Free bands, performances all day long, and, you know, some prizes and giveaways.
Barber also said that Record Store Day is the day the store makes the most sales, even topping the Christmas season. He thinks it's a combination of the excitement of the celebration, but also because of special releases by bands. He adds that vinyl sales have increased over the years. Vinyl fan Tina Campanero explains her love for vinyl. According to the Nielsen SoundScan Canada, the CD market has shrunk by 16% in 2010 from 2009. Jessica Lee for Toronto Observer Radio News.
And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Akanksha Tangri. Have a great day.